This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Talia Lopez. A wildfire in northern Arizona has torn through 24 structures and has forced the evacuation of more than 700 homes. The tunnel fire, located 14 miles northeast of Flagstaff, was discovered Sunday. But strong winds pushed the fire to grow, and by Wednesday morning, it was more than 16,000 acres. Fire spokesman Dick Fleshman says the wind is driving the flames and it's not letting up.
We're still looking at potential 20, 30 mile an hour winds, which is also very problematic. And the fuels are awfully dry, especially for April 20th.
Fleshman says the plan is to work the sides of the fire and guide it away from subdivisions. Fleshman says wildfires traditionally stop at the end of May, but can go into June. He says this year is already proving to be another busy fire year. Governor Doug Ducey and 25 other governors on Wednesday launched the American Governors Border Strike Force, a partnership plan to secure the southern border. The announcement was made a day after a report by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, which showed migrant crossings along the U.S.-Mexico border are at the highest level in two decades. Governor Ducey spoke on the Mike Broomhead Show on KTAR about the new strike force.
And this is going to be a sharing of intelligence, of law enforcement, of our fusion centers to get after these cartels and human traffickers that are wreaking havoc all over our nation.
Ducey says these 26 states will fill the absence of the federal government on the nation's southern border by flooding law enforcement in needed areas. The multi-state force will improve intelligence sharing and analysis of state-level crimes, monitor cybersecurity issues, target cartel finances, and improve coordination on Interstate 10 and Interstate 40. Urgency for border protection comes as fentanyl deaths in Arizona are at an all-time high. Overdoses on fentanyl have surpassed car accidents as the leading cause of death last year for people 19 and younger in Pima County. The Phoenix Mercury kicked off training camp this week, but are missing a key member of the team. That is Mercury guard Brittany Griner, who was detained in Russia in February. Some of her teammates and coaches gave their thoughts on the situation, including Diana Taurasi, who spent time in Russia.
I spent 10 years there, so I know the way things work there, and it's delicate.
Vanessa Nygaard, the Mercury's head coach, says Griner's detainment isn't just about their teammate, but also about their friend.
And so it is something that we think about, and we pray to make sure that she is safe and that she comes home quickly. We feel confident that everything's being done to make sure that she can get back as quickly as possible.
And teammate Sophie Cunningham put it this way.
It's VG. There's no one like her in the whole world, and so definitely miss her. But it's not even about basketball anymore.
The team now has to prepare to start their season on May 6 without Griner. Meanwhile, Griner has a court hearing on May 19th. Arizona may lose the authority to oversee its own workplace safety program. That's because of a pattern of ignoring federal directives involving COVID-19 protection, employer penalties, and other issues. The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration threatened Wednesday to take the first step in revoking federal approval of Arizona's plan to monitor and protect private, local, and state employees. Assistant U.S. Labor Secretary Doug Parker says the agency will publish a Federal Register notice reconsidering Arizona's approval. The notice opens up a 35-day public comment period. The state could request a hearing. Governor Doug Ducey previously called this a political stunt and desperate power grab. Special thanks today to KTAR and to Mason Miller, who produced the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Talia Lopez.